Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John's disciples came to him and said, "Why is it we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" Jesus replied, "Surely the bridegroom's attendants would never think of mourning, as long as the bridegroom is still with them. But the time will come for the bridegroom to be taken away from them. Then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunken cloth onto an old cloak, because the patch pulls away from the cloak, the tear gets worse. Nor do people put new wine into old wineskins. They do, the skins burst, the wine runs out, and the skins are lost. Nor they put new wine into fresh skins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the key words of the Gospel of Matthew is a very short word, four letters in Greek, four letters in English for that matter. It's a word that means with. It's a word that occurs in a few cases in Matthew and not elsewhere. One example, I think, is the story of Gethsemane. Christ says, "Stay awake," but in the Gospel of Matthew, he says to Peter, James and John, "Stay awake with me." Then when they fail to, he upbraids them, "Could you not stay awake with me an hour?" With to is the description of Christ at the beginning, is called Emmanuel, which means God with him. At the very end of the Gospel, Christ promises his apostles, he said, having sent them out, to go forth and to preach and baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And he says, "I'm with you always till the end of time," or the end of days. That's the very last line of the Gospel. Emmanuel, God with us, and I'm with you all days until the completion of the world. Perhaps a more literal translation. With you. It's really to do with incarnation, but it's also to do with the kind of puzzling nature of being with someone. For all it's a small word, a simple word, it's very hard to explain what it means. And also it's very hard to say how true it is. Are you with me? Well, yes and no. And one person can be more with another person than that person is with them. And there's also the puzzle whether in fact Christ is with us. At the Last Supper, when he has drunk, he says, "I say to you, I'll not drink henceforth from the fruit of the vine till that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." With you again. Implying that he's not with us afterwards until we come to heaven. And likewise, today's reading has something similar. The bridegroom is not with us. Surely the bridegroom's attendants would never think of mourning as long as the bridegroom is still with them. The time will come for the bridegroom to take away from them, and then they will fast. Still with them. As if the earthly life, the presence of Christ among his apostles, was the way in which he was with them. Then that seems like a contradiction. I'm with you always until the consummation of the world, or in all days I am with you. Is he with us or is he not with us? Well, in the church we feast and fast. We're both aware of the absence of Christ and the presence. When we pray, when we celebrate his presence, he is with us. We also are aware that there is a sense in which he is apart from us, not with us at all. World goes on according to its own rules. Things are not in accordance with God's will. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's what we really desire. Clearly that's not happening. But there is another way of being with Christ, and that's the way of the power of the sacraments, of grace, of love, the power of the church. And with you always until the end of time. We can make him be with us by turning to him. It's not necessarily a feeling, though many great prayers have felt the presence of Christ in different ways. and sometimes we do feel he is near. For some people it's more in personal prayer, some people it's more in liturgy. Most of us, I think, the great ceremonies, we feel he is risen in Easter, even though he's always risen. Sometimes we feel his absence more on Good Friday than the emptiness of the empty church, the empty tabernacle on Holy Saturday. And yet, even there, his absence is a sort of presence. We know that he is not with us. That's why feasting and fasting will always be part of the church. More fundamentally, he is with us. It's more true. In a deep way. Deep within ourselves. What's absent, what's missing. It's our ability to be with him. We fail to be with him. With you. To be with each other is to be redeemed. Heaven is a great being with, in the fullest sense, when we really belong.